This unit is about primary education, and in India, that is often provided privately, through markets. The economics behind this unit are pretty simple. Supply and demand. When individuals in a marketplace demand some good or service, suppliers will arise to meet that demand, provided that they are not prohibited from doing so by law. In the case of primary education, very often around the world, government-run schools are either of low quality or they are simply absent from many rural areas. The result is that, in general, private schools arise to meet those demands. This simple story has occurred many times over in Africa and Latin America, but we're going to focus on India and a bit on Pakistan. India has a long tradition of private schooling, especially in rural areas and especially for the poor. This tradition long precedes the British, and in fact the British brought kinds of public schooling and in some ways pushed out part of the Indian private schooling tradition. But today that Indian private schooling tradition for rural areas and for the poor is alive and well. A study based on data from 2003 found that states with a higher per capita income are less likely to have private schools in their villages. About 28% of rural India has a private school in their very same village. It's also the case that private schools are most likely to exist in India, where the public schools have an absentee rate for the teachers, which is especially high. How are these private schools different? Well, for one thing, they're more interested in teaching English to the students. Private schools, on average, teach English one grade earlier than do the public schools. The private schools in general have more teaching activity, and they're tougher with their teachers. That is, if a teacher doesn't show up, or if a teacher isn't doing his or her job, that teacher is much more likely to be disciplined in the private school than in the public school. The private school teachers are 2 to 8 percentage points less likely to be absent than the public school teachers. The private school teachers are also less likely to have former teacher training certificates, but it seems they teach just as well, and in fact they spend more time teaching. Teacher salaries in the private schools are on average about a fifth of the salaries of the teachers in the public schools, and sometimes they can be one-tenth of those salaries. You can think of the salaries in the public schools as being somewhat politically protected. The lower salaries mean that private schools can hire more teachers, they have a more favorable ratio of teachers to students, and teachers are less likely to have to teach a bunch of grades all at once. That all comes from the lower cost and having more teachers around. Studies of primary schooling in Pakistan show broadly similar results. There are large numbers of private schools. They are especially common in rural areas. They charge very low fees. The teachers in them are paid less and work harder, and those teachers are less likely to have formal certificates of training, but the teachers are also at least as productive. If there's any major constraint on private schooling in Pakistan, it's simply the ability to find enough qualified teachers to staff the private schools. To read more on this very important topic, you can start with these sources. The numbers about India are taken from the first paper listed.